This Wednesday marks the fourth anniversary of the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. Adam Lanza killed 20 children and 6 adults after killing his mother. He later took his own life. Last week, the Department of Justice indicted a woman in Tampa for threatening the parent of one of the students who died. WUSF Stephanie Colombini spoke with that parent, who now lives in South Florida, about these past 4 years.
Lenny Posner and his family moved from Connecticut to Florida after his 6-year-old son, Noah, was killed in the Sandy Hook school shooting. Posner had hoped for some peace, but that's far from what he got. Since his son died, Posner says he's been constantly harassed by people who believe the shooting never happened. Hoaxers, he calls them, like 57-year-old Lucy Richards. She's from Tampa, where Posner once lived. According to a federal indictment, Richards left voicemails for Posner in January, telling him, "Death is coming to you real soon." She now faces 4 charges that could land her 20 years in jail. For Posner, the charges are a relief.
I was very glad that she was finally facing consequences for what she had done.
Posner says Richards was an extreme case, but certainly not the only one. And he blames the internet for enabling hoaxers to spread misinformation about Sandy Hook and its victims on a global scale.
I will get 15-year-old, 20-year-old kids telling me that I'm going to get tried and imprisoned for treason and, you know, how much money that I make off of this. And it's a lot of hate. They are absolutely certain that they are in the right, and they are part of this army of light.
Posner says 4 years after the shooting, the situation's only gotten worse.
The only thing that I've noticed, there are more websites, more people, and they're more brazen and they're more comfortable with making these fantastical claims.
Posner first tried to address the hoaxers by helping people who were debunking Sandy Hook conspiracy theories. But when it became clear some people would just never be convinced, Posner switched gears. He started the Honor Network. It's working to remove false claims about Sandy Hook and other mass shootings from the internet. The organization targets websites like Facebook and Google, as well as their advertisers. The task has not been easy.
Sometimes they'll take something down, and sometimes they just won't. And if they don't, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't even reply to their email that says, "We've decided not to take this down," because if you reply, you'll get a bounce email back saying this email address doesn't receive emails.
And Posner says sometimes those automated emails hurt more than hoaxers' hateful posts.
It's kind of getting the door slammed in your face after you've been re-victimized, not just by the hoaxer, but now it's this ongoing re-victimization by Facebook, by YouTube, by Google. That's distress.
A number of internet and social media companies have adjusted their policies in recent years in an effort to crack down on hate speech. But the rules in place to define what constitutes hate speech as opposed to free speech are often vague, allowing many harmful posts to slip through the cracks.
I think companies like Facebook and Google and Twitter should be more accountable because they are responsible for creating this cyber superhighway that these haters travel down. So it's just the Wild West right now.
Stephanie Colombini, WUSF 89.7 News.
The superintendent of the Newtown Public School District says Wednesday will be a normal day at Sandy Hook and does not want the media to descend on the school. There will be a moment of silence for staff, and local faith leaders will lead a private prayer service.